Welcome to the Divine Wellness Academy radio program with your host, Troy Izmir. This program is based on the connection between physical health and faith-centered principles. If you take care of your body, you take care of your spirit. You'll draw on God's strength to help you get into the best physical and spiritual shape of your life. Now, here is Troy Izmir.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Divine Wellness Academy podcast, where we help you get a fit body, a strong mind, and a warrior spirit. This is Troy Izmir, your host. And today's episode is unique because this is the first episode that I am partnering with Faith and Fitness Magazine. Faith and Fitness Magazine has great online content for building physical and spiritual strength. Faith and Fitness Magazine can be found at faithandfitness.net. And my featured guest today, Chad Hull, wrote the article, Five Ways to Dream Big and Build a Strong Future for the magazine, and it's featured in this month's edition. Chad Hull is a certified John C. Maxwell coach, trainer, and speaker. Chad's mission is to help others be inspired to reach their full potential. Welcome to the show, Chad.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate being here, Troy. It's my pleasure, and I'm honored and thankful to have this opportunity to speak with you today.
And it's great to have you here. And as is the tradition on the Divine Wellness Academy podcast, I'd like to hear from my guests. What is one of your favorite scriptures, and why does that scripture resonate with you today?
Well, Troy, I was led to the scripture where it talks in Luke 12. Verse 48. And that states, to whom much has been given, much is required. And the reason I chose this scripture is because I don't think it speaks necessarily to our possessions or finance, although that certainly applies. I think that it speaks to all of us because we are all mind, body, and spirit. We all have gifts and talents, and we are all responsible for growing those, maturing those talents and gifts, and helping others the best we can with them. And for that reason, I feel like that scripture really popped out based on what we're talking about here today.
Yeah, it's right in line with your article that you wrote, and that makes perfect sense that that one is the one that you talked about today. And we're going to get into that article, which I've read a few times, and it really had a big impact on me. And of course, we're at that time of the year where it's New Year's and the New Year's resolution, but we're going to dig a lot deeper than that today and talking about living a life of purpose and really dreaming big and building a strong future. And that's what your article is all about. But before we get into that, I want to learn a little bit more about you and what exactly is a John C. Maxwell coach and what led you to become one?
Well, Troy, John C. Maxwell, for those who don't know, he's an author. He's written over 104 books, best-selling author. He was a pastor for over 25 years. He's been voted or nominated or considered the leadership guru in the world for the past 5 years in a row. And I have been able to spend the last couple of years diving into this material, self-development. And I've done that because I feel like we have to grow ourselves, Troy. We have to become better ourselves in order to better serve other people. And my experience with the John Maxwell program has done just that. Whereas years prior, I might have thought that it would be selfish to invest in myself, selfish to work on myself. But I now know that that's not accurate. And I've learned that through the Maxwell program.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that I've learned in this journey that I've been on, it's I have to pour into myself so I can pour into others. And if I'm not doing that, I'm not going to be able to be the light for other people. And that's become such a part of my life. And I know that's one thing that you talked in the article. We're in that new year. We're how many days into the new year? We're what's today? Today
12 days.
We're 12 days into the new year, and I know people are going to be listening to this a little bit after that fact. And New Year's resolutions happen every single year. But for Christians, what is the significance of ringing in a new year?
Well, New Year signifies just that, new. And you know, you mentioned resolutions. I think many people will argue against resolutions because most of the times they don't work.
Like 95% of the time.
Right, exactly.
We're going to throw actually, I think it's even worse than that. I think they maybe work 2 to 3% of the time. So major fail with the resolutions. And by listening today and reading your article, that's going to change significantly, right?
Well right. As Christians, and we have a responsibility. And the responsibility is to ourselves and to others. Mm-hmm. And I think the new year signifies a time of reflection. Mm. You know, certainly we don't have to wait to the new year to do it, although many people do, yeah, right?
Right.
I mean, but we should be doing this all year long. But the new year is a time to reflect back on last year. What worked? What didn't work? How can I improve? And that only happens through taking intentional time to reflect on our previous year. Although I believe that we should be doing that all the time and every month, really, to continually reflect backwards so that we can change and grow moving forward.
So what does that look like, a reflection? And I know that sounds great, and I know it's important, but I'm guessing a lot of people don't do that because of busyness, I would guess. So a practical idea that somebody can just, okay, how do you go about setting aside time to reflect, and what are the benefits of that?
Well, that's a great question. So through the Maxwell program, I've learned that the best way for me to do it, and the way I talk to other people about doing it, is actually by writing. So some people don't like to write or aren't writers, but what I do is I keep 3x5 index cards all over the place, especially next to my bed on the nightstand, as well as in my notebooks. And then I also will speak text into my phone if I'm driving, when I have thoughts and things. And so reflection is simply setting aside a few moments to look back. You could do it at the end of the day. As a matter of fact, I recommend people do it. At the end of the day, look back over your day. Was I productive? In that meeting that I had, could I have done things differently? What will I do next time? My workout. If I was really energized and I had a great workout, why? What kind of frame of mind was I in at that time? You know, some people will say experience is the best teacher, but I believe that our evaluated experiences are the best teacher. So we have to just look back, and it only takes a few moments, literally a few moments every day, to look back and go, what did I do that was right? What did I do that was wrong? How can I improve that moving forward?
Yeah, I know a lot of athletes do that. They'll look back on their performance. Okay, what went well? What didn't go well? What do I need to do better? And then put a game plan in place so they don't make the same mistakes. And most of us are corporate athletes, not too many professional athletes out there, but a lot of us are corporate athletes. And I think it's actually even more important for us to kind of, as you said, reflect back. Maybe it's a business meeting. It's maybe how you handled a parenting situation. So a lot of reflection, I think, is really important, as you said. Let's dig into your article a little bit that is on Faith and Fitness magazine. And it's titled 5 Ways to Dream Big and Build a Strong Future. So in your article, you talk about 5 areas we should focus on in the new year. So if you could just walk me through those 5 areas, and we can talk about maybe some specific action steps that we should take.
Sure. Well, you mentioned a moment ago, some of us are parents. We have careers. We're very into fitness. We have faith. So we've got all these things that we're interested in that are a big part of our lives. And that are pulling at us and tugging at us all the time. We want to be our best. Don't we naturally want to all be more, do more, have more? I believe so. And through the folks that I've worked with and that I'm friends with and in my circles, we all talk about this. And I believe that one of the areas that we start, or we need to start, is that where we're at right now. Anytime you want to improve or change something, you've got to find a starting point. And by evaluating where we're at the moment, that gives us a place to move forward from. And, you know, the reflection part is looking backwards and what did I do? What that was good or not good, or that worked and didn't work. But the moving forward is a baseline of where you're at right now.
Okay. So just taking an honest evaluation. Okay. Where am I at in my life right now? So again, it's kind of that introspective work, it sounds like, is really important to kind of get a handle on where you're at now to kind of obviously to move forward and be the best version of ourselves.
Right. That's the starting point, you know, and it starts with our thoughts and it starts with who we are as individuals. I believe that we all have a story, whether it's discovered yet, undiscovered, hidden, buried. We all have a story, and our thoughts in our minds are what are either propelling us forward or holding us back. So starting with,
I kind of chuckle because it always seems like it comes back to our thought life time and time and time again. And I, as a faith-based fitness and lifestyle performance coach, I see the same thing. It's just like, we have to start with our mind. And so oftentimes we don't discipline our mind like we should through reading scripture and meditating on the word. And I mean, I'll be the first to admit that that's a struggle for me as well.
Well, absolutely. And I think it's a struggle for many of us, myself included. You know, I did an interview with Dr. Michael Mantel, who wrote the book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And, you know, he had some great insight and validated what you and I are actually talking about. And he went on to say that in order for upgrading our life, we have to think better in order to feel better, in order to live better. Mm-hmm. And he went on to say, thinking better is anchored in our faith, trusting that nothing simply happens to you, rather all of life happens for you. Mm-hmm. Through that lens, you know, we're able to better equip ourselves to live a higher sense of awareness. And again, that starts with evaluating where I'm at. What am I doing now that is either holding me back? You know, a good friend of mine and a mentor asked me, he said one time, Chad, what are you holding on to that no longer serves you? And that was huge and powerful because we're continually evolving. We're changing all the time, aren't we, Troy? I mean, throughout our entire lives, we're not the same people as we were 10, 15 years ago.
Yes. And you're absolutely right. And we have different stages of life. And a lot of people are in the busyness of raising kids. Some are empty nesters and, look in the retirement. And we change and evolve over the time. And we need to continue to grow and develop based on where we're at in our life.
Well, exactly. And so how you evaluate where you are right now, there's many different ways, but one of the best ways is to simply write down, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What am I good at? What do I enjoy? What do I like doing? And from there you can move on to what you want. What do you want? And is it in line with your purpose or your passion or what God wants for you? And that would be, you know, what I would consider the second step is, what do I want?
Okay. So I know one of the things you talked about in the article, of course, we need to evaluate, you know, what do we want? What's our purpose in life? What's our passion? What's our true calling that God wired into our DNA? And one of the things that you talked about is finding out your why. So why is it so important to find out your why? And what happens if we don't?
Let me, that's a great question. Let me preface that and say, for a very long time, I've always been into fitness. Mm-hmm. And I worked in a health club when I was in high school, went on to compete locally in bodybuilding in my early 20s, and I became a personal trainer for a while. It went into a career, Troy, of sales and marketing for a manufacturer. Sold steel coil for metal roofing and wall panels for last 18 years. And although I was successful at it, something was just missing. Something wasn't quite right. I didn't know what, right?
Right.
And so you can be good at something, but still not be in your sweet spot or what you're supposed to be doing. And so that has everything to do with purpose and passion. And so it wasn't until I was working with a professional coach, and that coach asked me at the end of our time together, Chad, if you could do anything you wanted, what would you do? And without hesitation, I simply said, well, I'd do what you're doing. I mean, I don't even know why I said it, yeah. but I did. And so that began my journey down this road. But okay. for folks trying to figure out their passion or figure out their purpose, I think to figure out a purpose, you need to ask what you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. What are your gifts? What are my gifts? Write down the things. When you're sitting at a stoplight or waiting at the you know, for a train to go by, and you're sitting there, from where does your mind wander to? Once you start to realize or identify what your passions are and what your gifts are, that will lead to your purpose.
Mm. Yeah, one of my favorite quotes is from Tony Robbins, and he says, success without fulfillment is failure. So there's a lot of successful people in this world, and however you define success, but I believe there's a lot of unfulfilled people in this world. And I also love the quote that find what makes you feel alive, because we need more people that feel alive. And there's nothing more honoring to God than people that are fully alive doing what He created us to do. But I think a lot of people feel stuck. What do you find is the main barrier for people to live a life of purpose and to live their passion?
Are you ready to take control of your health and live your best life in every way? With Troy Izmir's one-on-one fitness and lifestyle performance coaching, you will transform your body and transform your life. Troy will help you get a fit body, strong mind, and warrior spirit. Troy is the best of the best with over 25 years of experience in the health and fitness industry. Troy truly cares and is relentlessly dedicated to helping you achieve life-changing, sustained results. For more information or to schedule a complimentary coaching session, visit phil413fitness.com.
I believe it's ourselves. It's themselves. It's ourselves. It's us. In my time being involved with the John Maxwell Company, my time being involved with the Dale Carnegie Program, I'm a coach and an assistant trainer with Dale Carnegie, and just everyday conversations. Troy, we're our own worst critics. Mm. We beat ourselves up. We carry around heavy mental and emotional weights everywhere we go. And if we would only do the things that we are capable of, I think we would astound ourselves. And personal coaches, fitness coaches, professional business coaches, friends, it's our jobs, it's our responsibility to help folks get past that and stop beating themselves up. You know, we're all trying to climb this hill called success, and whatever we place at the top is what we're trying to get to. But yet we've got this great big backpack on, and it's filled with our bills and our burdens, yeah, and our stress and our, you know, our guilt. Everything that's in that backpack is preventing us from getting up that hill.
Chad, you know? Did you write this article for me? I think you did, because well, everything you're saying is like, uh-huh, yep, right on. Well, but it's great. It's a great article. And again, faithandfitness.net is where you can find the article. And I know the third focus area that you talked about is kind of, you asked this question, what am I willing to give up? So speak to that, because a lot of times we are doing so many things and it can be overwhelming. So what can people start to do to really kind of clear out their life so they can start to live their life of purpose?
Right. So we already talked about we're constantly evolving, maturing, growing, changing through life. We figured out where we're at right now. We figured out what we want. What do we want to accomplish next? And it might be different than what we did 5 or 10 years ago. And so in order to do something new, we have, you know, in order to get something new, we have to be willing to try something new. And so we can't continue to pile things on and expect a return on that. So when we talk about giving up to go up, we're talking about what I mentioned earlier, what no longer serves you. Maybe for some, it could be something as simple as watching too much television or being on the phone too much. That is an enjoyable pastime. However, it might be preventing me 30 minutes, an hour a day from moving to what I really want. So we have to identify what can we give up in order to gain something of greater value. Now, that was a very basic and minuscule example, but could be a career change, such as in my case. I've had to let go of what I knew I could do, what I did well, selling steel. I've had to put that behind me and stop focusing on that so I can allow time to focus on growth and pouring into other people. And that's just an example of something that's of more value to me than what was. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And I know it takes a lot of courage to get out of a career that you've had a lot of success and probably a lot of financial stability to venture out and follow your true passion and courage. So I commend you for that. And I'm sure that's going to be inspirational for a lot of people and show that it can be done. And I think we should be definitely doing that. And sometimes we have to quit a certain career to pursue what God has put on our heart. And, you know, I think about that and, you know, what if certain people didn't do what they were passionate about and the huge impact that they make on people's lives and if they played it safe. And it's not easy and it definitely takes a lot of courage. So, well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm not suggesting people quit their job at all, you know, furthest from the truth. You know, we can do what we're doing while we're working on what we want to do. You can do them at the same time. You know, find somebody who's got what you want, do what they do, and you'll get what they got, right? I mean, for myself personally, I was in a position where I had wrapped my entire identity around what I was doing, which is, you know, I didn't even realize it, Troy. So, and I think a lot of people do that. They become their work or they become, you know, and we're so much more than that, aren't we? What we do is not who we are. And that's what I try to really get across to folks is that you're so much more. You have so many stories. People have so many life experiences that if they keep them to themselves, they'll prevent others from benefiting, just as you said a moment ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm guessing you didn't make this transition alone. I'm guessing you had a lot of support in your corner. And I know that's the fourth focus area is, do I have the resources? So talk to my listeners a little bit about the importance of maybe building a team to support you in whatever you're trying to do in your life.
Well, exactly. So you're right. Nobody who's ever gotten to the top and the top of whatever we're talking about ever got there alone. That's absolutely true. Everything comes by way of someone else. And what I do is I work with folks on their inner circle. So who is in your inner circle, and are they holding you back or are they helping you move forward? Now we can't always choose our family members, can we?
So not last time I checked.
And family members are well intended. They love us. They care about us, but sometimes unknowingly they hold us back. And so, you know, I'm not suggesting that we excommunicate our family members, but we draw that circle or that bubble around what we allow in and what we don't allow in. So that's one resource is the people that are around us. Mm-hmm. But the internet is full of of information, but I suggest working with of course, a coach or find a mentor, find somebody who's already successful doing whatever it is that you want to do. Reach out to them. You'd be surprised how many people want to help somebody else succeed. I've found that even in my career in steel sales, the older generation within that industry were often the most helpful to me because they realized that they were near the end. They were at their retirement. They wanted to help a young fella succeed. And so they would pull me aside and share with me insight. And I believe that same mentality exists in just about every industry. If I can go on a limb and say that, but resources are anyone and anything that you feel would be beneficial to what you're trying to accomplish. And folks like yourself, myself, hundreds of others out there are in this business to help people get what they want, to achieve what they want. That's our goal,
and
right?
And it's so important to have personal resources such as family members, loved ones, good friends, and then the professional resources such as a John C. Maxwell coach, a life coach, a faith-based fitness and lifestyle performance coach. Change happens in community. And yeah, you can be that rare individual that, okay, I'm going to willpower through this thing and do it on my own. But most people need somebody in their corner cheering them on. It's like, you got this, you can do this. And because change is hard, trying to do things that are outside your comfort zone is really hard. I know with me starting this podcast, which we kind of talked about this, Chad, you know, being technologically challenged, it's like, okay, I could have tried to figure this out on my own, which I probably could have, but it would have taken me a lot more time, a lot more frustration. So I found people that were experts and were willing to help me to get this podcast up and running. And it's been going great. Now I understand how it works and I'm getting this message out about faith and fitness, but I have a team that's helping me.
Right. So with that said, you're playing into your strengths. You've identified what your strengths are, and where you're not necessarily strong, you've allowed other people to come in and utilize their strengths to help you achieve your goals. And in the same token, you're helping them achieve their goals because that's where they're strong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Great point.
So, you know, Mother Teresa has a great quote, and I'm sure everybody has heard it, but I'll say it. It's worth mentioning again. You can do things that I cannot. I can do things that you cannot, but together we can do great things. And I think that is hugely important for the topic that we're talking about here today.
Yeah,
surrounding ourselves with good people and all of us moving forward together.
Absolutely. So, you know, let's cover that last point in your article. It's the fifth focus area. And it basically asks the question, well, what does an upgraded version of ourselves look like? So what should be kind of the end result of all this?
Well, the end result is for each and every one of us, I believe, is being better than we were yesterday, right? So naturally, an upgraded version is moving towards something that we want to attain, moving towards our giftedness, moving towards utilizing our passion for what we want to attain. But at the same time, taking baby steps and not trying to tackle everything all at once, because that sets us up for failure. Mm-hmm. And failure is not bad. That's not a bad word. It's just it sets us up for shutting down. We all fail. I fail. You fail. We have to fail if we're trying things new. So one of the biggest things is getting it out of our head that failure is bad. It's not bad at all, but we're all afraid of failure, maybe because it's been ingrained in us, because we've learned it and it's one of our belief systems that we should we should get past and beyond, because to attain anything new, we're going to make some mistakes. But it's evaluating and reflecting on those mistakes and changing it moving forward so that we don't make those mistakes continually. I mean, I've made some of the same mistakes over and over again in my past and didn't realize it until later on when I evaluated. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I did that over and over again. And sometimes it takes us a long time. For me, it's taken about 45 years.
Yeah, so. we're definitely all a work in progress. But I think the key that you said is just trying to get better today than you were yesterday. And I talked about what can you do 1% better today than yesterday. And if it's just in one area of your life, you're making progress in that area. And I think that is so key. And focus on progress, not perfection, because we're not going to ever be perfect, but just always continually working on our character to be more like Christ. And that's really what this life journey is all about.
Absolutely. Small, consistent steps. It's just like compound interest. Over time, you'll start to see the effects. I've seen the effects. I've seen the effects in other people when you just take small steps daily towards your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. Little by little, things start to fall into place. God opens up doors that you didn't even know existed before. It comes with faith, mm-hmm. with trust, with perseverance, and with action. And it's turning our thoughts and the things that we want into action steps and moving forward.
Yeah, well said. And I always ask my guests this question because this is a show of hope. And a lot of people are struggling with the new year, and maybe they're just stuck in a rut. They're struggling with their health and fitness. They've been overweight. They've tried lots of different diets. They're maybe bored at work. What words of encouragement and hope would you like to give to my listeners who are in that situation?
Well, Troy, I would just want them to know simply that they're not alone. They are not alone. I mean, you mentioned that I might have wrote this article for you, but really I wrote it for me. I mean, this comes from me. This comes from my experiences, my challenges, my frustrations, my journey. And so many of us are on the same journey. We're just in a different place at the moment. We all go through these seasons of our lives. Some are up at a moment. You might be up and I might be down, and I might need to lean on you for a moment. And then next thing you know, I might be up and the roles are reversed. But people are struggling. People are stressed out. People are burning out, thinking that they have to do everything perfectly. And I try to talk with people and get them to understand that's you don't have to be perfect. Like you said, we're so similar, you know, and the best thing we can do is surround ourselves with people who believe the same that we believe, but just think differently to offer different perspectives.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Chad, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the Divine Wellness Academy podcast. And just as a reminder, go to faithandfitness.net, the current issue, and Chad's article is on there, and it's titled 5 Ways to Dream Big and Build a Strong Future. It's a great read. I got so much out of it. And Chad, thank you so much for being a guest on the Divine Wellness Academy podcast.
Troy, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been my pleasure, and it's definitely a value add for me.
Great. And thank you so much. And I just want to leave my listeners with one thought, just kind of my thought for the day. And I know so many people are struggling with maybe health and fitness in their weight, and they're kind of at their wit's end. And I would just want to say, reaching out for help with a coach is a sign of strength. It's not a sign of weakness. As we talked about in the interview today, is surrounding yourself with good resources and reaching out to people can make a huge difference in allowing you to achieve what you want to achieve so you can live the life that God created you to live. So I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in to the Divine Wellness Academy podcast, where we help you have a fit body, a strong mind, and a warrior spirit. Have a great day, and we'll catch you next time on the Divine Wellness Academy podcast. Thank you for listening to the Divine Wellness Academy podcast. We are building a movement with faith and fitness, and we are just getting started. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave a helpful review on iTunes, because it really helps the podcast grow so we can impact even more people in the world who need this. This is all about being at your best in mind, body, and spirit. Go to DivineWellnessAcademy.com to get a free ebook that will help you get a fit body, a strong mind, and a warrior spirit. This is your host, Troy Izmir, founder of the Divine Wellness Academy, and we will see you in the next episode.